This is Sean with Voices of Racing. I'm speaking with Dennis Smithberg, and we're going to talk about Troy Ruttman. He was the youngest guy to win the 500 in 1952. He pretty much is in every Hall of Fame possible. Even went on to Formula One, and Enzo Ferrari wanted him to race for a while. And I think a funny tidbit is they said, he can't pass the Italian guy, so he had said, screw it, I'm coming back to the States. So what was your first experience of getting connected with Troy, and what are some memories of him racing and also some personal experience you guys have had?
Well, Troy and I were friends. He used to come through the garage area in the 70s and bring different tour groups through. He did a lot of that, and just was a real promoter for the Speedway. And I'm sure that Tony Holman recognized him as a volunteer helper, you might say, and he probably even helped him a little with it if he needed it. But Troy did a fabulous job bringing people through the Speedway all through the month of May. I was always there for qualifying, and brought people into the garage areas and the garages and the old wooden garages. And of course, he was friends with all of our chief mechanics and all those old guys that were starting to retire out of the business, and still good friends, and just all kinds of stories and conversations and a lot of laughing and a lot of fun. And he was a jolly person, and he told different stories of where he'd run and how he'd run, who he'd run with. And I know Toddie's, his daughter, commented on these things about Farnelli and different ones talking about they learned from him. And this is something that those guys all helped each other. Eddie Sachs was that way. He'd help with if you had a problem finding your line or getting it to handle, they all would try to help you. Now, they wouldn't maybe work with the mechanics as much, but they'd work as a gang of guys needing help, you know, or just needing some encouragement to stay with it and try to qualify again. There was a lot of people on the bumping line, and Troy was really influential in trying to encourage him to keep going. You'll get it. You'll get it. And he was a natural. And Troy's size, he was tall. And if you look at a lot of those pictures, and Toddie will have them, and she can show you and tell you that, gosh, he's, before Robar, he's a head, his head sticking up above the windshield. And they've jumped in and out of a lot of different cars back in those days. They didn't do much changing except, can you reach the gas pedal and can you reach the brake pedal? The rest was up to them. And so he's in some pictures that look pretty dangerous. There's not much safety equipment. And but he wasn't afraid of it. I mean, he was there to drive and stay at the front if he could. And that's what he just improved himself on. And as an older fella coming through the garage area, that was just sort of his attitude. He was an encourager. You can do this. You can win this. And she has the story about he lied about his age. Well, it was too late to do anything, and there he was.
Well, technically, I need to stop you. Technically, his mom signed the birth certificate to make him a year older so he could start racing earlier. And the first Indy 500, technically he wasn't old enough to race in it. And then,
that's right. Yeah.
Then like the next year or the year after that, but I think it might have been the next year, is when he won it. And then the year after that, he broke his arm and he was out.
Yeah. And then that was at Cedar Rapids, too.
That was at Cedar Rapids, okay.
Yeah, where he broke his arm. Yeah.
That it's pretty. It's slowed him down. It's a pretty amazing story. So is there any other moments you'd like to share that, you know, that really kind of stand out about what he accomplished or what you're able to witness?
Just to be able to tell the story and be involved in old timers and go through the garages and still see a few of the older fellas that I know, and And it's just such an inspirational place, and so glad that someone with the history there like Roger has took it over, and it's not just a business. It's really, it's being saved in a way for Indiana and what Indiana has offered as a state to the whole nation and the people of Indiana for volunteering their efforts and having it there to show what can be done. And of course there's a lot of manufacturers involved, and there always was. That's right. What started it. So it's just a great place.
Well, and in closing, to Toddy, what would you like to say to Toddy, just in closing, about Troy?
Toddy, your dad was an inspiration to everyone that knew him. And I know this will bring tears to your eyes, but that's fine. Let them roll. And his influence is just beyond compare, because he really devoted his later life to supporting Indy and helping to further Indy with the people he was telling the stories to, like me as a young mechanic with Clint and Smokey Unick and different ones. He never, I don't think he ever had an enemy that I know of or heard of. He might have had a few drivers mad at him here and there through the years, but that was part of the game. So, no, Toddy, he's a perfect inspirational example of what Indy can be and should be. And you're right in helping get his book together and keeping him and his memory alive.
Well, I think through the voices of the people that knew him, that can really help inspire a lot of new people to really know what he did. And you know, you obviously have been in the industry for a long time, and you got to see him do a lot. So I really respect, you know, your perspective. And thank you again for, you know, doing your overall life interview and appreciation for Charlie Patterson interview and talking about this experience and how it can help, you know, a lot of the old timers preserve their voice and their stories and learn from each other and help inspire the public too for learning from the past and looking towards the future.
And I thank you for the honor to help.
Well, you got it. All right, we'll just stay on the line. I'm going to close this one out.
Sure.